Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet. Make him the cutest
that I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two
lips. Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted. And tell him
that his loss. Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. She really wants that new kitchen, but it costs so much money, and it's going to take so long to get done, and it's so inconvenient, and I can't get my refrigerator delivered for a year. What do you do? Good morning. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. It's great to be with you this morning. People around here, they call me the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. So this past week, Jim, Francine, and I had a virtual meeting. You see, since the bear market started at the beginning of this year, we've been offering free 15-minute crisis calls with one of our fiduciaries, and it just so happened that it was my turn. So there I am on a Zoom meeting, and I meet Jim and Francine for the first time. They've been married for 31 years, living in the same house for over 20 years, and now Francine wants a new kitchen. You know the kind with the refrigerator. You know the one I'm talking about that takes over a year to get it delivered to your house, and oh yeah, they want half of that right now. What are they doing with that money? Question mark in my mind. I started the meeting out by asking, how can I help you? And Jim said, we're fine. I've got it covered. We have plenty of money. And you don't have to worry, Francine. I left the password to the accounts by the computer. Then Francine started telling me about their finances this year. You see, back in 2008, they had lost so much money in the market, and how Jim decided to work extra hard to save, and now they are ready to retire. But after this year, and how the future looks so uncertain right now with the U.S. and the world going into recession, Francine said she was, quote, afraid of losing more money, end quote. And how at this time in their life, they just can't handle another 2008. She said she doesn't trust the economy and how it feels like it's all about to unravel. She said that they aren't good planners and that although they saved a lot of money through the end of 2021, there's things she wants to do, including remodel the kitchen and retire and travel with Jim. But she doesn't think they've saved enough to do that. And how when she looked online recently at their accounts the other day, Jim started freaking out. And she just doesn't want to make the same mistake again. Does this sound familiar? Are you married? Thinking about getting married? Or happily living with your life partner? One of the most common disagreements and conflicts between couples has to do with money. So today's show is dedicated to couples. Keep it tuned right here as I help you learn how to design a retirement that keeps you both happy, even in uncertain times. So much to come, so stick with me now. Let's get started. Well, finally, we had some rays of light this week. Happy to report the Dow Jones finished the week up 4.9%, S&P up 4.7%, NASDAQ up 5.2%, the MSCI, EFI Index International up 1.7%, and the 10-year Treasury yield up 0.2%. For the year, we're still in a bear market. S&P off over 21%, NASDAQ off over 30%, and the EFI off over 27%, while bonds still off 16.5%. Can't even believe saying that. 16.5% for the year to date. So again, you're feeling the pain. I understand it. It's across the board. There's not a lot of places where there's been sunlight. And I'm getting a lot of questions like, why this week did things turn around and have three positive days of trading? Great question. And I think a big portion of it had to do with the UK. Have you? I mean, this is like a soap opera, is it not? And so the question I got is the UK crisis finally over? And if so, what does it mean for markets? Really good question. So, yes, stocks love the news Monday and Tuesday, and ultimately Wednesday, as the Prime Minister not only changed up her financial plans by appointing the Chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, but they did a full U-turn in policy. We talked about this, I think, about a month ago when all this started and why it didn't make sense what they were doing and what they had to do. And, well, they did it. And then Prime Minister Truss resigned. Resigned. So just, you know, crazy. So they completely abandoned all their tax cuts. They placated the global markets and they restored, or trying to restore, I think it's going to take some time, the fiscal credibility of one of the largest economies in the world. And the result of this news was not only a strong rally in the global bond market, but also the stock market. And so the question that I had was, well, is this a bullish game changer overall for the market? And will things just continue to go up? And I'm going to say no. Sorry. Here's why. First, yes, this was positive news for the market, in that the UK government abandoned that tax and spend policy, which was directly in conflict with raising interest rates. So that is a positive, and I'd venture to say that as long as there's no backtracking, that the S&P 500 at 3,600 should stay formidable through the remainder of the year. Let's hope for that. But here we go. While the news is positive in that it eliminated a headwind on the market, I don't think it's a material bullish game changer. Here's why. Of the four financial assets that are most impacted by the UK debacle, we're going to call it, the British pound has moved back to pre-debacle levels. So out of four, only the pound has moved back. Where am I going with this? What about the other three signals, if you will? The 10-year gilt. This is similar to the 10-year treasury. The key metric for markets dropped 42 basis points on Monday, but still ended trading above the 3.7% level, which is where it was back on September 20th. And that was a few days before Truss announced the plan that we were talking about over a month ago. Next parallel, U.S. Treasuries, which have been pulled higher by the 10-year rising gilt, are still solidly above the 3.5% level where it was in September 20th. So what I'm saying is yields have continued upward on U.S. Treasuries, particularly the 10-year, which is not good, right? You would think that if this debacle was responsible for some of that, which it looked like it might have been, that would have changed once this news came out. It hasn't. In fact, it's only gotten worse. So that's strike two. Strike three, the dollar index, whose strength is causing global economic and financial stress, remains above the pre-trust debacle of 111.35. So my point is, yes, the U-turn on tax cuts and her resignation is positive from an economic standpoint, and that importantly removes the risk that the 10-year gilt continues to rise and cause some sort of a shock in the system. But it's not like this situation will have no impact on markets. As I've been saying, global bond yields are higher right now because of the entire debacle. The UK economy is one of the largest in the world and will likely enter a deep recession. The dollar has surged to new highs, which is going to exacerbate stress on emerging markets as they try and purchase things, and we buy things there. And the entire situation has really highlighted the liquidity drain that's occurring in the sovereign bond markets as our Fed continues to raise rates. Bottom line, I view the entire trust tax debacle as one enormous unforced error for global markets and the economy. And the S&P was trading about 37.75 before this whole thing. And once it happened, the spike in global bond yields caused the S&P 500 to essentially go through the June lows. Remember, we were in the low 3500 just a couple of weeks ago. And now that the tax cut plan has been scrapped, it will remove the headwind on the market. And that's good, but don't expect the S&P 500 to regain all those losses and get back to 3775 because they're scars from the whole episode. And I think they're just going to take time to heal. Let's get some examples. So let's look at the U.S. economy because people were asking me, what do you think is going to happen? And so this week we had what's called the Empire State Manufacturing Index. And this is a forward-looking index. It looks at building things in the East Coast that are going to be shipping around the country. So forward-looking, usually about 6 months. And according to this index that came out this week, the index for the first time in 6 months was down negative 0.91%. Most importantly, you look at shipments. There's a shipment index that's part of this. In other words, how many things are going to be shipping around, moving around, pre-orders, those sort of things. Get this, it was down 19.9 points and turned negative for the first time we've seen in a long time. While an inflation gauge was what you think, of course, still up. So overall, these forward-looking indicators are not looking so good. And inflation is, as we keep hearing, still around and not really going away, which in turn means the Fed is going to keep doing what they're doing. So what could happen with the S&P 500? Well, the support level right now, meaning where would we go next before things start to free fall again? 3534, write that down. 3534 is the next support level. If we were to go through that with some meaningful volume, 3427 is the next, and below that is 3342. Now, I've been hearing a lot about 3200, 3300 from some of the big banks out there and analysts, and you know, talking next 6 to 8 months, and that's what you're looking at. So maybe expect going into the election some positive stuff, but overall, things aren't good. Now, let's do a question real quick. Question we got, I have gold right now. If we're going into a couple year period of recession or contraction, wouldn't that be a good time to buy gold right now? Here's what I have to say to that. Well, despite the day-to-day chatter about the influences on gold, the only two things that really matter, in my opinion, for gold are real interest rates and the dollar. And right now, both of those are trending higher, which is negative for gold. Now, of course, it always depends on your time frame and your investment objective. But until real rates peak and begin to go down the other way and the dollar puts in a tradable top, gold is likely to continue to go lower with the decline towards 1375, a distinct possibility. One of the most common disagreements and conflicts between couples is money. When I come back, find out how to design a retirement that keeps you both happy. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And today's show will be really important to you if you have someone special in your life. Are you married? Thinking about getting married or happily living with your life partner? Well, today our show is dedicated to couples. Why? Because one of the most common disagreements and conflicts between couples has to do with money. And chances are this subject has or will come up. So keep it tuned right here for the entire hour as we help you learn how to design a retirement that keeps you both happy, even in the uncertain times we're in right now. So earlier I was talking about Jim and Francine. You see, they have been married for 31 years. Their kids are grown and they're on their own. Jim feels like everything is fine and he's got it covered. In fact, quote, he said, "We have plenty of money," end quote. And he also said, "You don't have to worry, Francine." Then Francine started telling me about their experience in 2008. How they had lost so much money in the market and how Jim decided to work extra hard to save. And at the end of last year, they were ready to retire. But now that we're towards the end of 2022, this has been a very long, drawn-out bear market. Seems like it's going to go on for a while. This has been very hard on them financially. And again, quote, she says, "We have lost so much money." So Francine said she was afraid. And she's afraid of losing more money if this market continues to go down. And she said this time that Jim just can't go back to work. And how this time in their life, they just can't handle another 2008. And it feels like we're walking into a depression. These are all things she's saying to me as we were talking recently. So then I asked Jim the following. Jim, what does "we have plenty of money" mean exactly? I let it hang there. Silence. I then followed up with, "Jim, what if you were to suffer a massive heart attack and die within the next month? What would Francine do?" Again, complete silence. I find it fascinating how couples have been married for 20, 30, even 40 years or more, and they're so at odds over something after decades of navigating life together. You see, in retirement, you should be enjoying your lives, taking on new hobbies, volunteering, spending time with your kids or grandkids, and taking those vacations that you've always wanted to do. Instead, I frequently see the battle of the sexes play out in couples' financial plans with three of these common results. The first is they do nothing. They're so far apart on what they want to do that they don't do anything. They're paralyzed. Second, they divide and conquer. Kind of. He invests what's his and she invests what's hers, but there's no real plan for how those separate investments and strategies are going to come together and accomplish what it is that they're trying to do. Or third, they compromise. They work together to create a true retirement plan that addresses both of their needs and puts them both, even Francine, more at ease about their financial future. So my job is to get a couple, obviously, to result number three and a successful retirement plan. But the first step, really, it's education. The first thing I do with couples who are fighting about this is to encourage them to study up on some basics. Many of my clients attend one of the workshops that I just talked about at the beginning of the hour. So again, if you want to come to one, libertygroupllc.com, click on the events tab. Register for the event. where I talk about things like market volatility that we're certainly in right now, and it's not over. Protecting the downside, which again may be super important right now to you because there is, in my opinion, more downside to come. And capturing these explosive upsides that we see like on Monday and Tuesday and yesterday on Friday. How about reducing your taxes as part of your overall strategy? Changing things from ordinary income to maybe capital gains or tax-free. All that can help you keep more of what's yours. What about maximizing your Social Security? Or how do you properly design a will and trust? After all, I am an attorney and this is what I do. It can be a lot to digest at one time, but couples often leave the class with a better appreciation for the importance of a comprehensive plan. And then they may need help. Taxation is one of the most overlooked topics I find in our industry. So I frequently ask them to sit down with a tax professional here in our office or read my book, which you can get on Amazon. It's called Protect Your Assets. That's typically just a start as we go through the retirement planning process. If they take the time to read the book or meet with Natasha, then that tells me they really are serious about building a comprehensive plan. It helps them understand why I make certain recommendations and they ask better questions. And they have more confidence in the plan when they see how all the pieces work together. So yeah, I'm a big proponent of educating yourself, even Francine. In fact, that's what our on-track retirement review is all about, educating you on the most important aspects of investing and planning your retirement, not your neighbors or your friends or the indexes or the markets. No, you. Like some of our radio show fans that we've met over the years, you've probably been meaning to call us, I understand. But it hasn't been the highest priority because of all the other stuff you've been juggling. Now you have no excuse. You're sitting there listening to me and you have 15 minutes to meet with me to start the conversation. Why wait for a better future? It's easy. It's painless. And yes, it's complimentary. Plus, we do all the heavy lifting. So do what so many other radio show listeners have done. Pick up the phone right now to set up your own personal 15-minute crisis call, virtually if you'd like. You're also welcome to come to the office and have, I think, the best coffee in the Bay. 866-PROTECT. Again, the number is 866-776-8328. Did I mention how good the coffee is? 866-776-8328. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment. Do you ever hear this expression? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Well, we'll discuss how men value money differently than women. This alone could help save your relationship, buddy. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And if that's something you're trying to do in these volatile markets and volatile times, which I think are going to drag on, super important you get some advice. When it comes to marriage and money, the number one problem most couples face is fighting about money. And that's because the financial and investing world is intimidating. It's confusing. And people tend to freeze and do nothing or do the wrong thing. And no one wants to make a bad decision with their money. It's just that sometimes you don't know what to do because who has time to get a PhD in economics or finance? If there's one thing we know, it's that people just want to be heard and they want a plan that they can understand and implement. Does that sound familiar to you? Well, that's why today we're sharing how to design a retirement that keeps you both happy. And we're walking you through the steps to get there. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All right, so here's one they say. They say that people normally look at money the same. Money provides security and allows you to have fun. But does everyone, particularly married couples, really value money the same way? I don't think so. I found that people value money differently, and often when I'm meeting with clients, I see the biggest differences are between how men view money and how women do. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Have you ever heard that before? Earlier in the show, I was talking about a couple that I recently met virtually with. You see, right now, to help the community, we're offering free 15-minute crisis calls to help people with their finances during this protracted bear market. My number came up last week, and I met with Francine and Jim virtually via Zoom. We got to talking, and Jim told me how he valued golf, travel, the stock market, success, status. Francine, well, she valued security, safety, relationships, giving, and she was emotional about their money, about what it could do for them going into retirement, which is just around the corner. And she also wanted a new kitchen after living in the same house for over 20 years. This difference in values was creating challenges in their relationship, particularly right now as they're watching their account balances free fall this year. Francine is really spooked, as she said, they can't do another 2008 right now because Jim just can't go back to work like he did back in 2008 to make it all back again. Right now, she is very concerned because she doesn't trust this government and fears that we're headed for a depression. This disconnect, which is perfectly natural, by the way, is exactly how stress and even resentment can be created, even in the best relationships. So I explained to them both that they needed to develop a plan that addresses both of them, that Francine deserves to be heard, and they both need to have a plan that fits their current situation and that will see them through retirement. Kind of like a game plan, if you will, if you're a football fan. Call the plays, right? That's why some level of participation is necessary from both parties. I get it. Numbers are not exciting. In fact, when Jim was going on about his Vanguard Mutual Fund and Morningstar, Francine yawned. She literally yawned in my face. I understood immediately that Francine didn't care, didn't want to be involved in managing their money. So that's why I encouraged her and all the couples that I work with to come together to a session at least once a year with me, more often if needed, so that both spouses are up to speed on their financial life and that they know where to go to look at things. This is an opportunity to have your questions and concerns addressed and to let me serve as a neutral third party when there is differing opinions. That brings me to what a comprehensive written plan should look like. Now, when I met with a couple, and this couple in particular, I can quickly tell if they're on the same page with the goals that they're expressing. Now, I'm not a trained couples therapist, but sometimes I feel like one because I can sense when one spouse is more anxious than the other, and I'll ask, "What do you think would make your worries go away? What would you need to see to make you feel more comfortable with your retirement future?" I'll explain to both of them that unless positive steps are taken, the tears, the fears, and the arguments aren't going to just go away someday. So back to Francine and Jim. Francine told me how they had lost a lot of money when the stock market dropped in 2008. Jim's solution was to work 6 days a week to rebuild his retirement accounts. He made accumulation his mission, and how Jim's 401k was worth over $1 million on December 31st of 2021. But though Francine and I respected his efforts, she clearly needed more. You see, this 2022 bear market is happening right now, and his 401k has gone way down, way down. And right now, since there is so much unknown about how long this will last, and Jim is planning on retiring soon, she wanted to see how their investments and other income sources were going to come together when his paycheck stops coming in the first of next year. She wants to know what's going to happen and what are they going to do and who's going to take care of Francine. So Francine agreed that a written virtual plan that they could access anytime would go a long way towards easing her concerns. And I found that meeting even virtually and working together on a plan together can help bring couples together even on financial issues that separate them. Both spouses get a chance to talk about what they want out of retirement, whether it's to travel the world, play golf, relocate to another state, or just stay put here and spend time with friends, kids, or grandkids. The plan doesn't just tell us what they want to do, it also tells us what they can do and how they're going to make it work with the resources that they have at their disposal right now. Bank statements, brokerage statements, and other documents online or on paper don't tell the complete story about a couple's financial wellness. In fact, many times, all of these papers, all of these accounts all over the place only create more confusion. Put yourself in Francine's place. She doesn't know where all these things are or what they mean. They're a foreign language to her. So you can understand why she gets so excited about this, particularly if something were to happen to Jim. Because that's another fear of hers. He doesn't really take the best care of himself. And so if something were to happen to him, she doesn't know what she would do. Literally, has no idea. And that's scary. So if Francine hadn't have felt the way she did last week, she might never have picked up the phone and called me. And right now, Francine and Jim would still be fighting over money. All she did was pick up the phone and give me a call. Think about it. If you're married and you're in your 50s, then statistically, one of you is going to live another 40 years. Don't you think spending 15 minutes with me is worth 40 years of peace for you or your spouse? Stop fighting about this. We're right here in the Bay Area, and we can easily set up your 15-minute virtual call right now to get more information. Give us a call right now. Pick up the phone. Dial this number, 866-776-8328. Call 866-PROTECT. Talk to Phil or Cam. They're back there right now to set up time to talk to me. It's your money. Find out how to stop the losses and keep more in your pocket right now. We have some exciting new things to talk about. 866-PROTECT. It's time for a quick break. But when I come back, find out what every plan needs but doesn't necessarily have. It's all coming up next. Stick around.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And isn't that important right now as markets have been so volatile and it just doesn't seem like there's any end in sight? And so I'd say you probably tuned in to likely the most important show this week when it comes to your retirement and financial life. While other shows are busy pitching you the special of the week, we help you explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. So thank you for keeping asking us these questions and giving us the content. I appreciate it. We're talking about marriage and money. You know the number one reason married people fight? It's over money. Earlier, I was talking about Jim and Francine. Jim is an engineer who lives locally, and he likes spreadsheets and looking at money, while Francine could care less about anything to do with it or the technical nature of money. She just wants to know if they're going to be okay and if she can get her new kitchen. And that's it. So she felt a lot better this past week as we sat down together, all of us, and talked about a plan that could help them look at their retirement in an entirely different way. So that's what we've been talking about this morning. And if you've missed any of the show, I would encourage you to go back and listen to some of these topics that we talked about with Jim and Francine. If you have any sort of these problems, by getting a podcast. So we do podcasts every week. You can find those at your favorite podcast distributor. I use Spotify. I don't know why, I just do. And you can go there under the little hourglass, type in Protect Your Assets. You'll see it says market segment. And it's literally just that part of the show. And that gets into the market. But if you want more of the content, find the Protect Your Assets show. And you'll see at the title what the show is about. This week, like we're talking about couples, we're talking about a plan. Francine felt nervous and excited about everything. And so for her to calm down, she agreed, after seeing what was possible, that it would be nice if there was a place where she could put all of their financial life into one easy to read, accessible for herself. So she knew how to go online and look at it, and it would update every night. And this is something that she wanted to see because she had no idea. She just knew things were all over the place. And so we decided that a good, clear, accessible plan is what they needed to do. So what were some of the things that we talked about during that meeting? What are some things that you should know or be looking for if you're going to start down this road to making sure that both of you are comfortable? You may want to write these down. So grab yourself some paper and a pencil or something and let's go. If you're driving, pull over. It's only take a few minutes. All right, write this down. First, your plan should show how annual income needs are being met. You're going to have different sources of income. So you need to know what those are, like Social Security. Maybe you have a pension. Maybe you have an annuity that'll pay income. And of course, you probably have 401k or investment accounts. And how are those going to convert into income when the balances on those accounts are down so much? That's what Francine was very excited about because Jim's leaving work soon. Two, the plan should show how to draw down on your investment account to maximize the income and make each year as tax efficient as possible. Now, what am I talking about there? As you pull money out of your retirement accounts, realize that that's all ordinary income. So while you're thinking about this and you have time, there may be the ability to change the tax impact on that. Think about what I just said. How would you change the tax impact on something that already is predetermined? Well, there are ways around that. There are things you can do to change that, even though maybe you didn't know that. So your plan should get into that. It should analyze not only the income coming out, but how does it come out tax-wise? And what does that do to affect you, particularly if tax rates might go up in the future? Third, it should show how to protect. This is a big one. How do you protect your principal and set up reliable income off of that for the rest of your life if you live another 30 or 40 years? That's really what Francine wanted to see. because she knows that if Jim's not here, she's going to have a problem because she doesn't know what to do and she doesn't know where to take it from. And she just sees balances going down right now. So that's really what got her excited. And rightfully so. Four, it should show how different growth strategies can mitigate inflation and make sure that you don't outlive your money. It is possible to do that. You just have to be able to look at it and stay on top of it. Fifth, you should review and discuss how you want your health and long-term care delivered and what your plan will be when one of you needs help to care for the other, whether it's chronic or terminal illness. And you should also have in your plan a legacy that allows you to leave behind something for your beneficiaries or a chosen charity and stay out of the probate courts, because the last thing you want to do is go to court right now. So education and conversation around these subjects can really help reduce the fear of running out of money that you might be feeling right now. When both spouses work on the plan, understand the plan, and help each year to tweak the plan, there's a much better chance they're going to find a happy balance that feels comfortable and is built to last. Then couples can put a stop to their marital discord, regarding their retirement at least, once and for all. So here's what I want you to do now. Put that aside, pull over. Breathe in through your nose, exhale through your mouth. And I want you to picture in your mind a day when you don't have to worry about fighting with your spouse anymore. Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all the things you've always wanted to do with your family. But it all starts with our couple's survival checkup. Right now, during this bear market, we're doing 15-minute crisis calls to help you stop the bleeding. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, 866-PROTECT, because I think this bear market's going to grind on. So get help right now, 866-PROTECT. Pick up the phone and talk to Cam or Phil. They're back there right now, 866-PROTECT. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer. And of course, all my fabulous producers back there, Sean, Adrian, Cam, doing all the hard work, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.